What summer festivals are on now?
Google helps you find the news that matters most to you. Whether you're looking for news from international publications or your local paper, learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/newsincanada.
Deb Hutton in for Reshmi Nair. I'm Scott MacArthur, and it's 4:05 on your Friday afternoon. You know what that means. Well, he's actually live in studio today. Judge Krause is here to take us to entertainment court.
Order in the entertainment court. Let's get judgy.
Court is now in session.
All right, Judge Krause, what is our first case this afternoon?
I'm very excited to tell you about Will Smith. So Will Smith, after the slap heard round the world at the Oscars, is still feeling repercussions from that, even though he's apologized on Instagram to Chris Rock in what felt like a fairly heartfelt, authentic kind of thing. But they've done something now called Q scores. And if you don't know what Q scores are, they are a longtime industry standard for quantifying celebrity star power and appeal. And they poll a bunch of people like they do political polls and everything else, and they get a number. So Will Smith has always been in and around the 35 to 40 range. That's a pretty good Q score range. That means that 35 to 40% of the people polled think that you're one of the top stars in the world. Well, his score has plummeted now from that to 24, which is a precipitous drop. That is kind of the sort of drop that Tiger Woods experienced after it came out that he was having an affair and everything kind of went upside down for him. So my question here to you is, after this slap heard around the world, after this Q score fiasco, more than 4 months later, the slap still lingers. Do you think that we will ever think of Will Smith as the happy-go-lucky star of Men in Black and Independence Day again, or is it over for him?
So I'm in the middle on this, Richard. Do I think we will ever think of him without thinking about the slap? No. Mm-hmm. He will no longer be the happy-go-lucky. So I'm with you on that part of the question. But I don't think it's over for him. I think he actually could come back. It will take some work. It should take some work. He's very deserving of this massive drop in his score. But yeah, never say never for somebody like Will Smith. He is very talented. And while I don't let him off the hook for what he did, I still think he will come back.
Is there a country more than America that loves to build him up, knock him down, and build him back up again? So Will's got to behave himself. He's got to stay on track here, Richard, and he seems to be contrite. I think when he eventually passes and we read the entirety of his Wikipedia page, because that's where all things official are now, the slap of Chris Rock will be there, but it isn't going to be what defines Will Smith as long as he behaves himself from here on out.
I kind of agree with both of you. So since the slap heard around the world, Smith has been contrite, released an apologetic video, which most experts agree felt authentic. Audiences may not be ready to forgive him just yet, and they may never have the love they once did for him, but a low Q score doesn't mean it's over for him. It dropped off quickly and steeply, but it's not as bad as I've seen for other celebrities who have experienced antisocial events like Tiger Woods that I just mentioned. That was a different time in a different political climate, but Tiger came back, and I think Smith can too, as long as he keeps his hands to himself. And that is my verdict.
Judge Krause, what is our next case?
Well, Rolling Stone in the UK, they have a different edition of the magazine that comes out over there, put Harry Styles on the cover of it and crowned him the new king of pop, leading Taj Jackson, who is Michael Jackson's nephew and Tito Jackson's son, to say, "There is no new king of pop. You don't own the title Rolling Stone, and you didn't earn it. My uncle did. Decades of dedication and sacrifice. The title has been retired. No disrespect to Harry Styles. He's mega talented, but give him his own unique title." That's from Taj Jackson. And then if you read through Twitter, there's a lot of other people who agree with him, saying the title belongs to a black man who worked his beep off since the age of five, who was a veteran at the age of 15, broke racial barriers, and revolutionized the music industry, said one user. Michael Jackson is the king of pop of every generation. So the question is a fairly simple one. Is there a new king of pop in town, or is that title already taken?
That title is not taken, and I don't even want to think about Michael Jackson as the king of anything. I have such a negative connotation in my mind for him. Like, how does he own a title, for goodness sakes, that was a moniker that was bestowed upon him? So, no, the nephew's way off base, and if the new king of pop is Harry Styles, listen, I have a 14-year-old daughter, so be it.
Yeah, I'll say this for Harry Styles. I'd want my own moniker. I really would. I'm carving out my own path. I'm unique. I am an advocate, to say nothing of how extremely talented he is musically. He is an advocate. He is pushing the envelope. I think he is representative of this generation. So Michael Jackson, extremely talented individual with a lot of unseemly baggage. I leave that in the past. I leave the King of Pop in the past. If I'm Harry Styles, I want my own styling.
Huh? Here's my verdict. Labeling Harry Styles or Justin Bieber or Justin Timberlake the new king of pop feels lazy to me. So I kind of agree with both of you, but I think for different reasons. It's a title most commonly attached to Michael Jackson, and while it was a marketing ploy created by Jackson himself, it stuck. So if you want to honor Harry Styles, who I will guess does not wish to be involved in this mess in any way, shape, or form, come up with something original if you're writing for Rolling Stone. Is he the king of chords, the lord of the dance, the duke of dimples? The grand poobah of pop? Go ahead. Pick one that isn't already taken. We haven't dethroned Elvis Presley as the king of rock and roll, so why do it to Michael Jackson as the king of pop? And that is my verdict.
All right, Judge Krause, what's our next case?
So Amazon has a new television show coming out for their Amazon Prime streaming service. And it's based on footage culled from Ring, its controversial digital doorbell. It's being denounced as surveillance state TV in the tech press, activist circles, and Congress. The show will be called Ring Nation. It's supposed to start next month, and it hopes to capitalize on the long genre history of shows like Candid Camera and that sort of reality style thing by showing Ring footage, Ring doorbell footage that is heartwarming or funny or someone stealing packages off a porch, whatever it might be, it has that kind of Candid Camera vibe. U.S. Senator Ed Markey, who is a member of the Commerce Committee, who investigated Ring's privacy policies and civil rights protections, says that Amazon appears to be producing an outright advertisement for its own Ring products and masking it as entertainment. So the question here is this new show a new fangled version of America's Funniest Home Videos, or is it a thinly veiled advertisement for Amazon's digital doorbell and doesn't matter?
Well, it sounds to me, Richard, like the answer is yes and yes.
Mm-hmm.
It actually is obviously a marketing ploy for them, but it is also, they hope, a popular show that people like to watch and laugh at.
I have so many thoughts about Amazon and the Roomba vacuum and the fact that the Roomba vacuum can pretty much now map out your house. So I'm going to completely agree with Deb on this. Yes, it matters. And they're hoping that they can sneak in some advertising or base an entire show that will entertain you on their product, Richard. This is a call it marketing genius, call it what you like, but that is what Amazon is up to. I never give Amazon the benefit of the doubt in terms of its intent.
I'll tell you, we have a Roomba that's been to parts of my house that I didn't even know existed. So yes.
Well, Amazon knows that that part of the room exists now.
Okay, here's my verdict. Product placement is nothing new. Heineken reportedly paid a massive $45 million to have James Bond sip one of their frosty beers in Skyfall. And well, you can't have a Lego movie without Lego. But a show based on the Ring digital doorbell, which is a motion-controlled camera that begins to record whenever there is movement on the porch, feels different. It's one thing to place your product in the show. Pardon me, there's a business argument for that. For instance, after Ray-Ban's product placement in Top Gun, its aviator sunglass sales rocketed by 40%. But to create a show using footage captured and stored on Amazon servers feels invasive and could raise issues of violation of privacy. And that is my verdict.
We got to do this more often in studio.
I like it in studio. It's good to be back in here.
It was great to see you. There he is, Richard Krause, Judge Krause, Friday's Entertainment Court, 4:05 each and every week.
What's happening with the rental market?
What summer festivals are on now?
What are the best road trips this summer?
Google helps you find the news that matters most to you. Whether you're looking for news from international publications or your local paper, we help you find a variety of reliable sources. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/newsincanada.